Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of June 13th, 2021. Well, recently, there's been a proposal to build a natural gas-fired electrical power plant in the town of Peabody, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. It was a gas-fired electrical power plant is a bad idea in the age of climate change for several reasons. One being the straightforward emissions of carbon dioxide from such a plant. The second problem with it is the fact that it will become a stranded asset as our future becomes more and more limited by emissions rules. And finally, the construction of a power plant in Peabody has environmental justice concerns because the site is already heavily burdened with other industrial facilities. The Mass Climate Action Network has sponsored a petition, which has been signed by more than 1,000 people. That petition is aimed at an organization called the Massachusetts Municipal Wholesale Electric Company, MMWEC, and that is acronym is used, is spoken as MWEC. Right? That's what you're talking about. There's a corporation that wants to build this power plant. MCAN has offered a petition with 1,000 signatures to that corporation. Following the offer of the petition calling for a rethink of this power plant, MCAN had a press conference, which we're going to jump into in progress. The first speaker you'll hear is Sudhi Smoller, who is one of the founders of Breathe Clean North Shore, one of the local advocacy groups in Peabody opposing this plant. So, enjoy.
We hoped to present the petition directly to Mr. DiCurzio, and when we learned he was not available, we were asked to leave our petitions with the security guard. The petition reflects that many people and organizations stand in solidarity with our efforts.
My name is Mireille Bajani, and I'm a community organizer at Community Action Works, a regional nonprofit that works side by side with frontline communities to help confront pollution. We first got involved in this effort when it became clear that those who would be most impacted by this proposed plant, residents in Peabody and Danvers, were not being given a voice in the proceedings. They didn't even know it was happening until a few months ago, because nobody at MWEC or the Peabody Municipal Light Plant bothered to engage in substantial community outreach. The right to participate in decisions that affect a community's well-being is a core tenet of environmental justice. All the entities involved in this project are state and public entities that are ultimately accountable to residents. But instead of opening communication channels and addressing concerns, MWIC and PMLP have held closed meetings and refused invitations to meet. After saying they were pausing this project a month ago to engage the community, MWIC finally announced a public forum last night for June 22nd, as Sudhi pointed out. That's less than 2 weeks' notice. We're still missing key details to ensure accessibility. That's a slap in the face to residents' call for meaningful public engagement on an issue that would seriously impact their quality of life. PMLP and our region's grid operator, ISO New England, are proposing this peaking power plant as a solution. However, it's a false solution to a false choice. Here's the real choice. Are our utilities going to continue to be one of the biggest barriers to meeting our climate and clean energy goals by keeping us hooked on fossil fuels? Or are we going to shift into the just and democratic grid of the future? We need an energy grid that is as visionary and hungry for change as communities like Peabody and others who are bearing the brunt of our dirty energy sources and climate change. To get there, residents like those in Breathe Clean North Shore need to be a part of the conversation. Thanks.
Thank you, Sudhi. Thank you, Mireille. for your comments. My name is Sarah Dooling, and I'm the Executive Director at the Massachusetts Climate Action Network, and we are a grassroots organization that is committed to clean energy and a just transition, working with advocates across the state over 65 different chapters. The petition submitted today to MWIC demonstrates the strong support for a clean peaker plant. Almost 25% of the petition signatures are from people living in the muni districts that have currently signed on to MWIC's contract for the proposed natural gas and oil-powered peaker plant in Peabody. I want to emphasize a couple of points that have not yet been raised. And one, this first point, the peaker is actually a bad financial investment for ratepayers. MWIC's contract will straddle ratepayers with debt that they will be left paying even after the plant is closed. As part of the inevitable and necessary transition to a net zero future that Mireille alluded to. Ratepayers cannot afford this kind of stranded asset, not now. Clean technology has proved capable of addressing capacity needs at the utility scale. We hope that this petition motivates MWIC to work with residents in Peabody and across the 13 participating communities to replace this proposed peaker with a clean option that does prioritize community health and resilience. We look forward to MWIC's community meeting in Peabody on June 22nd at 6:30. We urge MWIC to also meet with the other 13 participating communities. A process with integrity involves integrating ratepayer, customer feedback, and community concerns into developing alternative proposals for this project. The civic culture of public utilities is predicated on residents playing a substantive role in directing their energy future. And this proposed dirty peaker plant for Peabody is no exception. Thank you. And with that, I will pass the microphone to Representative Sally Cairns.
Good morning. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, MCAN. Thank you for your work in helping to bring attention to this proposed plant. I have to say, those pretty harsh assessment from Murray, who has worked so hard. She's, you know, an organizer, and that's her role, and we appreciate the work that's gone on. I do appreciate as well that our light commissioners have a job to do, and that is to provide electricity. We have to be, and I think we are, intentional about having a genuine dialogue and working relationship with PMLP. I have to say, I don't think MWIC has actually really served PMLP all that well throughout this process. They might disagree respectfully, I'm sure. What we do know about this plant at this point comes from the work that MCAN and Murray and Logan and Sudi and Ron Smaller and Teddy, Jerry Halberstadt. These folks have made it their mission over this last several months to understand what this proposed plant will mean for Peabody, for the ratepayers, for the people who live around it. And that includes several streets in Danvers, in the neighborhood adjacent. You could almost throw a rock. You'd have to have a really good arm. But you could almost throw a rock from the Danversport neighborhood off of Water Street that would be impacted, to the 90-foot smokestack that would be part of this plant. What we know is a result of environmental scientists, physicians, and others who testified before the Department of Public Utilities on this proposed plant. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to learn about it. I wish it had been from MWIC. Now, MWIC has agreed to have a meeting. That's good news. We welcome it. We welcome the chance for people from both Danvers and Peabody to go and share their concerns. We hope that it's a two-way conversation. And we hope that the best interests of all the ratepayers and of our climate. I would be remiss if I didn't say the legislature in March enacted a sweeping climate change bill, the roadmap to a clean energy future for Massachusetts. The governor signed it. There was some back and forth, but ultimately he signed it. I don't question the governor's commitment to a clean energy future. I hope that his administration is also sharing in that commitment. I think it's also very good news that beginning in June, later this month, on the 25th, I believe, the DPU will then have to consider more than just financing. Now, I had said when I testified that you really can't separate the financing from the thing that you're financing. So, but now that will be a more formal process. And I think that's also very positive. So I think we're moving in a good direction today. And I thank MCAN and Climate Action Network. And I do thank MWEC for hearing and saying, okay, we need to open this up. Many, many people, elected officials, not elected officials, many people have questions. Let's have that conversation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Representative Cairns. And with that, I know that we do have some press in the room. We are all available to answer any questions, Aaron and Scott, that you may have of any of us, in terms of any specifics about the proposed plant, any questions about alternatives, any questions. Sudi can certainly talk more about the Breathe Clean North Shore local efforts that are happening in PBD. So with that, Aaron or Scott, if you have any questions, you can come off video if you desire and engage.
Hi, do you guys have like a copy of the petition that you guys handed in?
Yes,
we do. Is it possible for us to get sent that?
I'm sure we can send it to you. I know it was many, many pages of 1,100 close to signatures.
Yeah. I don't need all of the like signatures, but I just want to see what it is that people sign.
Absolutely. We will make sure that you get a paper copy and we'll get you the link.
Great. Thank you so much.
Logan will be sending out a press release after this, and I'm sure he can link the petition to that if it isn't already.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Aaron.
Any other questions? Scott, do you have any questions for us?
Sure, I'll chime in with one question. With the public forum coming up in a couple of weeks, are you guys viewing this and you are taking it from MWIC as them trying to sell the public on the project, or have a conversation about the nature of the project? Like, do you basically think this is going to be them telling you why we have to do it this way, or do you honestly think that they might have a back and forth about some of the alternatives that they mentioned when they paused on May 11th?
That's certainly what I'm looking for, is I would like to know what alternatives they have considered since they took a pause and said that's what they wanted to do. I also get conflicting reports about the alternatives that are being considered. And we strictly just want a dialogue and to try to have everyone take a deep breath and reassess where we are 6 years after this project has been proposed. And there are several things that the people in Peabody, Breathe Clean North Shore, are contemplating doing. But as you know, this is pretty fluid. We only found out last night that we have got a meeting planned for June 22nd. That doesn't give us a lot of time to prepare and to have a real dialogue so we can ask valuable questions and seek answers. Certainly, that's what I'm hoping for will come out of that meeting.
I'm going to be a little bit, I concur with Sudi, but I also feel that In the interest of truly vetting this fully, I will take MWEC at their word that they intend for this to be a full airing and not just their presenting, thanks very much, and that's the end of it. There's a lot we would like them to hear that they need to hear. So, let's assume they're acting in good faith and that they truly do want to listen and to have a dialogue.
And who knows, it might take more than one meeting with them to, you know, and I really like what Sarah said about they need to have this meeting with every community that's invested in it and explore, based on today, people who went with us to the plant from South Hadley in Shrewsbury, they had the same issue of lack of transparency and they didn't know about this. I feel MWEC needs to go to each of those communities and hold a public forum like they're planning in Peabody.
I think to add a little bit to the meeting in Peabody, I similarly hope that it is an open dialogue. I'm really unsure at this point, given MWEC has not communicated directly with Breathe Clean North Shore about this meeting yet. We found, you know, SUDI has been communicating with them about the petition delivery this morning, and they responded once, but did not offer information directly to the community group about this meeting yet. So we have no details about what the format will be, what if there will be interpretation available for folks for whom English isn't their first language, what other kind of support there will be for residents of Peabody to really be part of this process. All I really know about it and all that SUDI, all we all know about it so far is from the story that you published, Scott, about saying that there will be a public information session on the 22nd. And a public information session to me sounds a lot more like MWEC laying out their idea of this and maybe taking some questions. So I think there's a lot more that needs to be figured out in terms of what the 22nd is going to look like.
And I would like to mention that this public forum, they have switched from public information meeting to public forum, which was hopeful to me, but I'm assuming South Linfield residents are going to be able to participate and Danvers residents are going to be able to participate in this meeting. It's not just a meeting with Peabody people.
Well, public is public.
Okay.
Right. Again, that would be not in anyone's interest for them to exclude communities from a so-called public meeting. So I think confident it will be fully public.
I think a key part of a public meeting, though, is doing the outreach to let people know that it's happening. So I'm curious to see what MWEC will do in coming days to make sure that residents know that this is happening and that they have an opportunity to come and be a part of the conversation.
I agree with Mireille in terms of this part of MCAN's commitment to our public utilities is really around supporting transparency and leadership in clean energy. And so I really hope that MWEC becomes more transparent and conducts more community outreach with Peabody and the 13 other communities that have signed on to the contract with MWEC. This is really important, especially now as there is so much momentum, as you know, Scott, in terms of moving the entire Commonwealth to a net zero future, to reducing our carbon emissions, and to really thinking about and prioritizing community health and well-being into decisions around big investment projects like this one.
I guess from your perspective, I might as well follow up. It sounds like anything that involves natural gas and oil powered is kind of a non-starter for at least three of you on there. I don't know about four of you. They, in their recent fact sheet that they put out, they still contend that wind, solar, hydro is not reliable enough at this point in time to meet whatever capacity. Like, is there a bridge there, or are you guys just not going to see eye to eye on this situation?
Thank you, Scott, for that question. It's a really good question. It's one that has come up a lot in our work. And I just want to maybe remind folks that MCAN, we are partnering with the Clean Energy Group. This is a nationally known group out of Vermont with expertise in developing clean energy technology options for dirty peakers. There are precedents of transitioning dirty peakers to clean across the country, especially in California and New York. And I believe it was just yesterday, the Tennessee Valley Association, TVA, made a decision to transition all of their dirty peakers to storage, to clean energy options. So there is nationwide movement that clearly indicates clean energy technologies can operate reliably at scale. And working with Clean Energy Group and some collaboration with the Rocky Mountain Institute, RMI, we will have some of those options available to support Breathe Clean North Shore in their conversations with MWIC about a clean peaker. And so again, I want to emphasize that more than anything, let's just take a pause. Let's revisit some of the assumptions behind this project. And let's think about different options. From MCAN's perspective, you're absolutely right, Scott. Natural gas is not a bridge. It's not a bridge. It's still emissions. And as you know, MLPs now, municipal light plants, per the Next Generation Roadmap Bill, are now required to meet net zero emissions standards by 2050. So in many ways, the MWIC's continued emphasis that this proposed dirty peaker is more efficient than existing dirty peakers, okay. But is that where we want to go? Is that the threshold of performance for MLPs that is acceptable? I think MLPs can have the incredible potential to be more assertive in their leadership on the clean energy transition and to involve community members in a substantive way. Again, these are public utilities, the preferred model in the Commonwealth for directing energy, our energy future, because residents have a say in what kinds of energy sources that they want to see and what kinds of net zero future that they want to live into themselves and our grandchildren. So natural gas is not a bridge fuel for MCAN. The net zero future is that's our vision, that's our goal. And we know MLPs and we know MWIC can support MLPs in getting towards that end goal. Does that answer your question, Scott?
Yes, it does for the most part. I guess one other quick follow-up, and I'm not an expert in all this, so I've been getting a few questions that I've been trying to answer, or at least direct people to the forum or direct people to websites or whatever. A couple of people have brought up the idea of, since it is just a peak situation, it's only supposed to be used so ever many hours a year, there could be some type of battery solution involved. And I wasn't sure whether that is also one of those, from your perspective, well, it's better than gas and oil, but there are environmental aspects of running a large operate. Like, would that be something that you guys would think is an alternative? Or I don't even know for sure if it is an alternative, but would you guys consider that? Or would you guys still say, no, we don't want, lithium batteries, I assume. We don't want that used on a large scale either.
Right. Another really great question, Scott. So again, we don't have reports back from Clean Energy Group or RMI. But you do raise a really interesting question. You know, there lithium batteries are a problem. However, again, taking a pause and really having a robust conversation with MWIC, with all of the participating communities on what scenarios, what pathways forward are acceptable. So what are the acceptable risks? What scenarios actually get us to a net zero future more quickly with minimal harm, especially for the local residents in Peabody that live really near the proposed site? So battery storage is on the table as one scenario to evaluate. So MCAM, we don't have the answers yet in terms of which clean technologies will work. What we do really want to do is support Breathe Clean North Shore, continue to work with our allies across the state to ask MWIC over and over to continue to meet with community groups, to have robust discussions about these scenarios going forward, and to understand the risks and the benefits for each proposal that is put forward to replace the natural gas and oil proposal that MWIC has put forward thus far.
Hi, I have another quick question. So this June 22nd meeting is definitely after the 30-day minimum pause is supposedly over. Have you heard of any plans to extend that 30-day minimum pause? Like, is that, or are they going to start doing, like, going forward with the project again? I'm not sure if you've heard anything. I haven't, but.
Good question, Erin. We haven't heard anything yet, and we are definitely checking on a regular basis to see if there's any update to the DPU docket, any news with MWIC letting DPU know what their timeline is going forward. As far as we understand, MWIC needs to let DPU know by June 15th what their timeline will be going forward, so we should know in the next few days what their plan is. But so far, we don't know when they plan to restart the process.
So my understanding is that technically this is still in front of the DPU, this application. It's not like it's been withdrawn. Maybe in MWIC's mind, pause means they won't do anything with it for this time period, but it is before the Department of Public Utilities. And that is within the Environmental Affairs Secretariat in the Commonwealth. And so I think it would be great for, people to continue to let the DPU know and to communicate with DPU. You can email. I think the chair is a fellow named Matthew Nelson. It's on the mass.gov website. Because it is still in front of them.
Would your approach during the community meeting on June 22nd be dependent on whatever they say regarding their plans for this like minimum pause, even though it is in front of the DPU as of right now? But do you understand the question that I'm asking?
Yes. We have not had any communication directly with MWIC other than communication that we have put forward, except that the instructions is we should deliver our petitions to the security guard. So I can't make any decisions about anything till I get more information. And that's all we're asking for here, is a chance to have a real dialogue and really discuss what's happening. So I don't know if that answered your question or not, but that's where we're at. It's kind of in their hands to tell us what their plans are, they and the PMLP, for this plant and alternatives to this plant. And we will continue to try to connect with them and meet with them to talk about this. That's all we're asking for.
I am noticing the time, and I want to be respectful of everyone's time. It's 11:33, and so I just want to thank Erin and Scott for your wonderful questions, and thank Representative Cairns for her time today, incredibly valuable, and a big shout out to Mireille and Sudi. Stay tuned, everyone. This process is not over in many ways. It's just starting with the public meeting with MWIC again on June 22nd at 6:30 in PBD. I forget the name of the center. Begins with T.
Pterygian Community Life Center.
There it is. Thank you, Rep. Cairns. And we hope to see everyone there who's interested in coming. And so thank you all for participating today.
So there you have it. We will put up links, interesting links related to this episode on the blog at massclimateaction.org/blog. So I'll say that again. All the links will be at massclimateaction.org/blog. If you want, send us an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our future. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.